She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
All right, she went with the Hawkeyes, and now let's move on to the Cyclones as they go for an 8-win season. And they take on Kansas State on Saturday.
Well, just hearing you say that I went with the Hawkeyes, I'm still kind of, I'm like, did I really?
It's been that kind of year.
It has. And it's just, I love football so much. And I mean, and there's still a lot left for the NFL. You know, if you don't care about the Bears.
Right. But, I know.
But
and
okay.
Both of our teams, or both Iowa and Iowa State, will be in a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. And I'm excited for basketball. I will gladly call in during basketball season, because I think if I'm livid now, it might even be worse than it was. If you want some bitterness in your life. Because I do have high hopes for that basketball season.
Okay. It's going to get better than it was this week, but anyway.
Oh, God. Anyway, sorry about that. I was trying to delay talking about the rat bastard Cyclones, to be honest with you. I am thankful that the season's almost over with them, so I can quit even picking them and seeing optimism in the fans' eyes. I just can't hardly handle it. You can be good. I don't care. I want you to be good. I want you to be competitive, but don't be better than my Hawkeyes, man. And then I told a guy at work who's a Cyclone fan, I said, well, at least we beat you guys. And he's like, now you sound like us.
I know. That is exactly. I can't utter that to them.
Yes.
No. I will not go there.
Mm-mm.
I shouldn't have. And it just flew out because I was desperate and bitter at the time. And he was very nice about it, but, you know, still. Anyway, the Cyclones have had so much adversity with quarterbacks and the weasel talk of leaving town. And they have overcome a lot, and they should be applauded, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
I suppose.
Yes, they should. They've had a very good season.
And again, I did realize this year I do want them to be – I don't want any teams in our state to ever be bad. I want everybody to be competitive. Just we know the rules. Just better than
hockey. Just maintain the pecking order,
yep.
And we'll be fine. Okay.
That's right. And the thing is, These games that they won such huge games. You know, both teams gave us a lot of thrills, so to speak, this year. But
mm-hmm.
just to be let down, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State is 7-4. They first winning record since 2000. David Montgomery got hurt. He's been such a story this year with his missed tackle record that he passed Dalvin Cook, which is amazing for
mm-hmm.
the college record. He is going to play, he says. I don't know how you can get carted off the field and then say you're going to play. But then again, you know.
I lived in Green Bay when Reggie White had a torn hamstring on Monday morning and played the following week. They called it the Miracle on Lombardi or something like that, because Lambeau Field's on Lombardi Avenue.
Uh-huh. But I can't walk on Monday.
So I suppose this is mild in comparison to that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That is mild. I don't want to give Packers credit either.
No, I know.
But it is impressive. And, I mean, I'd like to see him finish out. I mean, but how effective will he be? I don't know. And he is a key to that team. And, you know, the quarterback situation, I guess, again, they don't know exactly who's going to play. I would lean towards Zeb Nolan because he's my new reason for the Cyclones. I'm excited about him, and Alan Lazard and Joel Lanning have been my I love those guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know you do. I know.
There's certain players.
They're great players.
Like. Yeah. They are, and the Weasel has impressed me. I like his passion on the field. I hope he stays. I have to admit it. I hope he stays.
Yeah, okay. He's great. Yeah.
Maybe like Bill Snyder. I don't know.
Well,
but
we'll see.
I think tomorrow.
No, it's Saturday.
Wow, I don't even. It's Wednesday. Jeez,
yeah, we're all off this week because of the holiday. No, Saturday.
So Saturday, I will say this: Kansas State just came off a big win against Oklahoma State. They've been kind of the hot little team. Won 3 out of 4. They have a wide receiver named Byron Pringle, and he's a chippy kind of guy.
Oh, look at that pun work.
It doesn't work. I had to force that in there, actually. But he had 3 touchdowns and a kick return touchdown against Oklahoma State. So watch out for this kid. I would like to see Iowa State come in there and just take care of business. And, you know, I don't know if I'm cheering for him or not. Uh-huh. I really don't know, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I just don't want him better. So okay. I know I've said that 12 times. But I do think Iowa State, they are actually 3-point underdogs. And I do think that this is the week that I'm not picking them. I'm not going to take them this week. What the hell? I'm taking Kansas State 27-23 over the once emerging Cyclone.
All right, there you go.
That's the best news Cyclone fans could have heard this Thanksgiving. You've picking against them, which means they're going to
which
win 60-0.
Hey, last week I got it right.
That's right.
That's true.
So give me a little bit of credit.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So the final regular season week, she goes with the Hawkeyes and Kansas State. Again, happy Thanksgiving to you, Mal. Take care. Enjoy your holiday, okay?
You too, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, and may your bellies be full and the Hawkeyes win. Win a game.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Mal. Don't forget at Mal Sports Gal on Twitter and Mal the Sports Gal on Facebook.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star Winner 2.5.